the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today's Gospel begins, "I've come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it was blazing already." It's about the things that God has planned to happen as a result of Jesus' ministry. But these things were not to happen immediately. They have to wait until Jesus experiences a baptism that has not yet occurred. So we're talking about this strange baptism. Jesus understood spiritual warfare and its relationship to ordinary military and political power. He knew what murderous thoughts and actions could flow from the hearts and minds of those threatened by truth. He had a very good idea of the kind of fate that awaited him. When military men speak of a baptism by fire, they talk of the first experience by soldiers of being shot at by an enemy prepared, even determined, to kill. Jesus' experience, his baptism as it were, was a strictly orchestrated act of priestly and state violence upon a good man. He was captured almost without a fight, though, as we read, one of his attackers did temporarily lose an ear. After that, Jesus was deliberately humiliated in public and tortured to death. That death and that resurrection, that baptism, if you like, is the central essence of the Christian faith. The cross of Christ is what we refer to every time we say that something is crucial. That cross is the divide between before and after, between the old covenant and the new, between then and now. This then is the context from within which Jesus talks of the church, the community of believers, and the various trials that they'll face through history till he returns in power and glory. Peter and the others left in Jerusalem to cope with the disaster of Jesus' execution were still Jews, and for a few years they were able to function within Israel as if Christianity were a slightly aberrant form of Judaism. In the event, Jerusalem did not become Christian. But Paul successfully took the gospel of Christ to the Gentiles and brought his writing so that we know far more of his work than we know of the work of the other evangelists who reached India and the Far East, but who have left little by way of written record. The very first Christian writing, according to the scholars who study such things, is Paul's profound epistle to the Romans. The history of Paul's work and of the early church of the Middle East and Europe resulting from it is remarkable for its successes despite the determined and destructive work of the Judaizers. These were Jews who insisted that the only way to God was first through the Jewish law. They taught, and believed, I suppose, that you had to be a Jew before you could be a Christian. Paul's epistles return time and time again to this point. Gentile Christians do not need the law. Indeed, it gets in the way. what matters now to Gentiles, the world at the cross, is not the law, but the cross of Christ. To this day, even in ordinary English, we speak of anything that is really important as being crucial, as if anything else could be as important as the cross of Christ.